Blog Talk Radio.
Always have your heart. You never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Oh, baby.
Yeah. You gotta rock and wait in this one. Oh, come on.
Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining me here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and today we're talking about current events. Talking about the Floyd Mayweather and Ricky Haddon fight, Michael Vick goes for sentencing, and other entertainment news and current events. So stay right where you are, and I'll be right back with all the good stuff right here for you on Blog Talk Radio.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. You gotta rock and wait in this one. Oh, come on.
Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl. I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name. Girl, I was there. And you were my baby.
It started when we were younger. You were mine.
Now another brother's taken over, but it's still your
eyes.
Even though we used to argue, it's alright.
It's alright, girl. That's okay.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be mine.
I was in love with you when we were younger. You were mine.
My boo.
And I see it from time to time. I still feel like
my boo.
My baby.
I
see it no matter how I try to hide.
I can't hide.
All right, guys, I'm back, and just want to let you know that tonight, December 8th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Floyd Mayweather versus Ricky Haddon. It's going to be on HBO pay-per-view. The super fight of the fall season is finally upon us. We are only a few days away from one of the biggest welterweight title fights. Well, that day is upon us right now. A few days ago, yeah, but it's now's the time for it. Okay, now Floyd Mayweather, the best boxer in the U.S. and possibly the planet, will look to retain the championship against Europe's best fighter in Ricky Haddon. This is one of those matchups that seems too good to be true. Two undefeated, highly talented, wildly popular fighters in their physical primes with a world championship on the line. After weeks of sensational hype for the bout via HBO's Mayweather-Haddon 24/7, we have been given some great insight into the preparation that each fighter has endured. I think that it's safe to say these are the two hardest working athletes in the sport of boxing. Each man's work ethic is incredible, and their training methods, although different in structure, have been a key to their success in the ring. I am most impressed with Haddon's combination of plyometric routines, along with the intense ring work with his trainer, Billy Graham, donning the now infamous body bag. Floyd Mayweather's late-night visits to the local Sin City 24-hour fitness have not only been the greatest free advertising gimmick in gymnasium history, they really should put Floyd on the payroll, but have also served as inspiration for all fellow 24-hour club members, like myself, to get off their collective butts and work off the Thanksgiving indulgences, no matter what time it is. Now, keep in mind that both of these guys are undefeated. The fight is going to be tonight in Vegas, MGM Grand. You guys can catch it HBO pay-per-view if you're not in Vegas. And I will be right back to tell you more about this fight. It's the fight of the season, guys, so stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Weezy baby, but him grown. Pardon me, but I'm just getting my hint on. Yeah, you gotta smell me. It's Miss Kelly, rolling like a Pirelli.
Late 80s, drama, leave it home. He ain't got it right by now, then scratch him off. They just call me Ted, it's about 20 strong. They sending us the door, don't wanna take us on.
Yeah.
Let it go by 3 months ago. No pain, it's just a name. Now they say it, they mention my name.
All right, guys, here's some stats for you. Welterweights Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 38-0 with 24 knockouts versus Ricky Hatton. He's 43-0 with 31 knockouts, 12 rounds for Mayweather's title. That's the welterweights. That's tonight's show. It's going to be 9 o'clock Eastern from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. All right, so that's HBO pay-per-view, guys. And Michael Vick, you know, he's getting ready to go to court on Monday, December 10th. He's going to be going for his sentencing. Although he's already started his time, he turned himself in a little while ago. I think it was maybe a week ago he turned himself in to go ahead and start his time. And, no, actually it was right before Thanksgiving because he spent Thanksgiving in jail. So, everybody, I'm a big fan of Michael Vick, so let's keep our prayers out there for him if you guys are fans of his, you know, hoping that he's learned his lesson and he gets through this and goes back to playing football and entertaining all of us because he's such a great football player. All right, so stay tuned. I will be right back with more current events right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mental Note, and I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me. Stay right where you are.
Yo, yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lips stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Breathway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, he be gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, kept walking, imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut, bitch, camera off, real shit, blast it.
All right, guys, I'm back. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, right here on Mental Note. And was talking about Michael Vick. He's getting ready to go to court on December 10th. It says here on CNN NFL.com, the Atlanta Falcons quarterback is scheduled to be sentenced on December 10th on a federal conspiracy charge of bankrolling the dogfighting operation. Vic, who's 27 years old, voluntarily turned himself in around noon, said Kevin Trevelyan of the Marshals Service, and is being held in Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia, until the sentencing hearing. The quarterback, who has been suspended indefinitely by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, faces 12 to 18 months in prison on the charge.
Yo, drop your glasses.
Vic pleaded guilty in August after three associates admitted their own roles in the operation and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. From the beginning, Mr. Vic has accepted responsibility for his actions, and his self-surrender further demonstrates that acceptance, Vic's attorney, Billy Martin, said in a statement. So there again, we want to give our prayers and, you know, high hopes for Michael Vic as he enters the courtroom on Monday, December 10th. Stay tuned. I will be right back with more current events right here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and thanks again for joining me. Guys, and since we're talking about sports and current events, what about Barry Bonds? You know, Barry Bonds has been accused of using steroids, excuse me. And so now, on December 7th, Barry Bonds let one of his six lawyers say the words, not guilty. No courtroom drama, no surprises, flanked by an entourage of lawyers and family members. Baseball's home run king smiled, waved, and made eye contact with fans Friday as he made his first court appearance since being charged with lying under oath about using steroids. So good luck to Barry Bonds, here arriving at the federal courthouse Friday in San Francisco with his wife. Could spend more than 2 years in prison if he's convicted on all five charges. Bonds' new lawyer entered a not guilty plea in U.S. District Court to the four counts of perjury and one count of obstruction of justice contained in the November 15 indictment. So he was indicted November 15th. If convicted, legal experts say Bonds could spend up to 2.5 years in prison. The 43-year-old said little during the 30-minute hearing. He appeared relaxed as he smiled and chatted with his cadre of six attorneys. He then stood before the judge with his hands clasped behind his back and said, I'm Barry Bonds. All right, so let's wrap it up with that, and I will see you in the morning, 9:30 a.m., for another bout of Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. Current events, all of your current events and news, entertainment news, and gossip a little bit here and there. So stay tuned right here for Mental Note. And then Sunday night, tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., I'll be right back here with Purpose Vision. All of your real estate tips, how to stage your home for the sale of your house, and how to make your home just beautiful on a day-to-day basis, or if you're in the market to buy a new home. So I appreciate you joining me, and until I talk to you again, peace and love.